This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, this is quite a sad story this morning about Diddy's baby mama, Kim Porter, found dead yesterday at the age of 47. They have three children together. He was with her for a while because I remember her being around, you know, quite a bit. Was she a model too?
Yep.
Yeah, she's beautiful, but awful story that they found her dead yesterday at her house.
Who is he with now? Is he married to somebody now?
He was with Cassie. But I think they broke up. I think they recently, maybe they didn't. I thought I read they recently broke up. And you don't remember Cassie, but if me and you's in the system. She came to the radio station years ago when that song came out, and she was rumored to be with Diddy, and they wouldn't admit it because she was like the new artist, and he was, you know, they don't want to admit they're screwing the new artist. This one. This is who he's with.
Yep.
If he's still with her.
She shared a cryptic message after ending her 11-year romance with Diddy like 2 weeks
ago. Cassie did?
Yeah, Cassie did. So.
Interesting. So they 11 years. So that means she was here 11 years ago. That's when the song probably came out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So there he was with her, I guess, not anymore. And even weirder now, they broke up 2 weeks ago.
Literally, yeah.
But they found Kim Porter, Diddy's ex, and baby mama around 11:40 a.m.
So they don't know how or why anything.
No, they're going to do an autopsy, which will include toxicology tests. Eesh. They don't know the cause of death, but she had pneumonia before she died. I guess she had been really sick, like
that
literally
sucks.
Sick. So who knows if it was the illness that was being treated by a doctor and something went wrong. People do die from pneumonia and the flu and all kinds of things.
Yeah.
But they said there was no, you know, obvious signs at the scene like drugs or alcohol. So it's making it sound like she might have died from pneumonia or something,
really?
Which is awful.
Ugh. Nothing pointing to taking your own life.
No.
No.
Okay. And she has three kids, too, which is even worse, that they've now have no mother if that's what she died from.
Yeah.
Because there were people going in and out of the house hysterically crying.
Yeah.
You know, when
sad.
Reporters are out there.
Diddy's former baby mama, Kim Porter.
Yeah.
And their kids are 20.
Yeah.
And they have two 11-year-old twins. What were you going to say, Riggs?
No, I was just repeating what we were talking about in case. Because I had seen the headline, Diddy's mother of Diddy's kid has passed away.
Yep.
I didn't
There's
know
a picture
so.
Of him right here on October 30th at an event. All of them. Diddy.
Together?
Kim Porter, and their kids.
Modern family.
All three of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so sad that Diddy's baby mama found dead at 47.
47 years old,
Jeez.
So young. Cold this morning, lots of snow, depending on where you are, like an inch or 3 inches closer to the lake. So slow down because it's icy, too. Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. My good news is I got an A boarding group with Southwest because I'm leaving for vacation tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Going to Colorado with the wife for spending a week.
That's a real grown up problem, being in the A boarding group.
It
and
really
I
is.
Totally get it.
Yes.
I
it really
get
is.
It.
Southwest, I've never been in an A boarding group. Never have. Never.
Oh, really?
Never.
It's probably
always
not going to be that packed.
No, probably
That's probably
not.
Why you're an A.
Going to Colorado, staying in Breckenridge, and we're staying at the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park, which is where they filmed like The Shining. Kind of where they got the inspiration for that scary movie, The Shining.
Are you going to do the tour, like a Shining tour?
No, we were going to do the ghost tour, but they said it's kind of lame. Like, the person that books them, she goes, they're almost sold out, and honestly, it's just a person telling ghost stories. It's not really that great. It's kind of a waste of $50. She goes, you could go and have a dinner somewhere else and have a better time.
Well, good for her.
So she was very honest with us, so it should be fun. That's my good news. Leaving
You're
for
not going to be near snow, I'm joking, because you're in the mountains.
So much snow.
Is everybody skiing already?
Yes, skiing,
honestly,
for
like,
sure.
Is Breckenridge covered in snow?
100%, yes. They get like a foot in one night.
I've only been
crazy.
There in the summer.
Yes.
Never been there in the winter.
Plenty of snow.
Ooh.
And my wife was like, do we have warm enough clothes? I go, we went to Antarctica last year. I think we're fine. And we live in Wisconsin. We have enough warm clothes. Stop buying things.
We just live in Wisconsin. Maybe. Do we have enough warm clothes? That's actually hysterical.
Stop buying things, okay?
Oh my
but
God,
it was
that's
on
funny.
Sale. What's your good news, Allie?
My good news is I didn't die today because when I came out of my neighborhood at 25 miles an hour, I slid right across the busy freeway or busy street, and I would have ended up in a ditch if it wasn't time for my four-wheel drive, thank God.
Thank God.
Yeah.
And then I drove 10 miles an hour to work the whole way. So I did not die. I'm alive. And you need to drive careful because it's a little slippery.
Yeah.
And I mean, I thank God that happened where no one was around me, because I would have been running into cars and intersections if I didn't experience that first.
Well, I've seen some plows out there. They're doing it. They're clearing a little bit.
Thank God.
They'll start working on it. Gibbons, what's your good news?
My good news is that finally I have found something that myself and soon-to-be former Governor Scott Walker agree upon.
Yeah?
That the idiots in Baraboo, the kids doing the Nazi salute, are idiots. We were just watching them on TV doing some kind of press conference, and I goes, you can say whatever you want about these kids, but when push comes to shove, they're idiots. And I fully agree. Finally found something we can
Scott
agree
Walker
on.
Scott Walker is... you said that really quickly. I want to make sure they understood. Scott Walker is the one...
Yes.
Well, not former. He's still the governor.
Soon-to-be.
Soon-to-be, eventually.
On his way out.
You know what he is now? He's a lame duck. Literally, it's what it's called, is a lame duck.
But
I love
agree,
that term.
Those kids are idiots.
Yes.
That's lame ducks and idiots.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Alley rewind.
This crazy story, video developed with, did the video come out last night or yesterday, about this 4-year-old that was left in a car in a towing lot overnight?
What?
It was somehow overlooked by so many people. So many people had overlooked a 4-year-old in the car. Basically, that looks like the van was in a van with a woman and two kids were in the car. Now we're learning.
Yes.
The woman was...
We knew that from the start. There was a 10-month-old and a 4-year-old.
Yes. So at some point, the 10-month-old is taken out of the car.
Yeah.
And then the cops are surrounding the car. You see a fire truck come up behind it and an ambulance come up behind it.
The video shows a woman flagging down a city bus out of her car because allegedly they're out of gas in the minivan. And supposedly... her cousin has passed out, the mom.
Ooh.
So this woman flags down the bus, gets on the bus with the 10-month-old to keep it warm.
Okay.
Never tells him about the 4-year-old. Now they're saying they don't know if there were two people. So I don't know if the woman who got flagged down the bus was the drunk mom and lied to the bus driver about, because she was drunk, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or...
if it was someone else.
If there were two people in the car, and that was genuinely the cousin, and the mom was passed out. Now, it doesn't make any sense that there would be two people, because why would the cousin of the mom who's passed out not tell the police about the 4-year-old in the back?
Right?
If there was another person there.
If that's the case, that's really jacked up.
It doesn't make any sense.
No.
Well, it's jacked up, period.
All of it is, yeah.
So the 4-year-old's left in the back of the car while the car is towed to the impound lot.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't search until the next morning when they found the 4-year-old. No.
The policy is the cops should have looked in it and the tow people should have looked in it.
They literally took it to the yard, got it up, and spoiler alert, he's a little crooked, all right? He's a little against the law.
Right.
He always tells me when he does, it picks up a car, takes it to the lot, he always, first thing, opens it up and sees if there's like any spare change or anything. So that is like the procedure to open it up.
Yeah,
so
more than spare change, I would think you would check for other humans.
Without checking for money in the car.
Well,
that's not the normal procedure.
Yes.
But
I would check for additional human beings before I would check for money and change.
You would check
that's
it, though.
That's the point.
You're a cheapskate,
he doesn't
buddy.
Check it for dead people. He checks it for to rob them.
So it's an ongoing investigation, but it was a crazy story that literally was developing over the night. So telling you about that now.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Alley Rewind.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Alley.
So Amy Schumer had just announced that she was pregnant and was only in her second trimester, which is supposed to be the smooth sailing trimester where everything goes pretty well. You're not that uncomfortable. You're past the morning sickness. You're not, you know, gigantic yet.
Well, what the hell is she doing in a hospital?
Well, that's what's crazy about it. She had ended up having to cancel a bunch of her stand-up shows in Texas, and she went on Instagram and put the picture of herself.
I saw that. I remember scrolling through and be like, what is she doing in a hospital?
I hearted that. I liked it, of course, because it's Amy Schumer, and I love her. She cracks me up. But she said that she is in the hospital with hypermesis gravidarum or severe morning sickness.
Jeez.
But that means she can't even function. That's bad.
Yeah.
You're that sick that you have to go to the hospital for
it. Is the baby okay? And she's okay? It's just a thing that she's being hospitalized for?
Yeah, she said, baby's fine. Everyone says the second trimester is better. Is not telling the full story. But she's, I mean, she is having a more... unusual experience in the second trimester.
Yeah.
DeCefco can go bad, but you know what I'm saying. Most women cruise through that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the easy part of the 9 months.
The breeze,
those
right?
3 months in the middle.
Speaking of labor pains and stuff like that, Gibbons and I are going to go through what labor pains might feel like this morning at 7:30.
You bite your tongue. It's Gina. What? Excuse me.
Gina and myself, Janet, will be going through labor pains with this little labor pain simulator that I purchased on Amazon.
Live Like a Woman Week. The finale is just going to be great.
Gina's wearing my dress, that whore.
She is.
And she's not wearing any underwear.
Oh, gross.
Janet's wearing his wife's underwear. What?
Huh?
Huh? What?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Live Like a Woman Week. What's that?
This is how long my incision is that they pulled Hudson out of.
Yeah, we're still talking about childbirth because
this long.
Whoa. Fascinating.
It's literally one line this long and they pulled a whole baby out of that.
What were his stats when he was born?
7'3".
Holy crap. How
that's
long?
Little.
7'3". Jesus. A child was huge.
Oh my God.
Says the non-parents.
7 pounds, 3 ounces.
I know.
And he was 3 weeks early because I had a nervous breakdown because, you know, hello, I was going through a divorce. So he came out early.
He'd have been a 10-pounder for the love of St. Peter if he'd stayed in there.
They would have been a 10-pounder if I had had him, if he'd stayed in.
Well, fast forward 5 years later, his parent-teacher conference is now.
Oh my God, dude. Okay, first of all, let me just say, I have two kids in two different school districts. What a pain in my butt right now. Because Owen's in New Berlin.
Yeah.
And then Hudson's up in Sussex Hamilton, which I get asked about all the time. They're like, why is one? I'm like, well, my ex-husband lives in like the Menominee Falls area, but they're like in some weird way intertwined. Like the Sussex Hamilton, Menominee Falls, they all go together, whatever, and then they don't. But some, whatever. Point is,
school districts are weird sometimes.
I had to go to two different schools, you know, 30 minutes apart for these conferences. So yesterday it was Hudson's, which next year they'll be at the same school. Yes!
Yeah.
Hudson's just there for 4K, and then he'll go to kindergarten with Owen next year. But we don't have 4K in New Berlin. Not free at 4K, because you know I'm cheap. I go to the conference, and I sit down, and I love both their teachers. I have had no issues with any of their teachers so far. Knock on wood. And I go in, she's like, I have to tell you a story about Hudson. I'm like, oh, God. She's like, no, I have to tell you this. I'm like, what? She's like, well, you know, every day we have our little circle on the carpet, and we talk about our favorite thing of the day.
Yeah totally.
And, you know, Hudson's very into the Toy Story toys and whatever.
Oh, yeah, Toy Story 4.
We're
just talking about that coming out,
too. When does that come out next year?
Yeah.
June
of 2019.
So she said all the kids are sitting there, and they're telling everyone what they liked for the day, and the little girl raises her hand and says, I love playing with Hudson's Woody. And so she said the teachers were like both turned, because none of the kids get it, right? And she said she looked up, the other teacher looked at her, they were like trying not to die.
Right.
Hudson plays with Woody from Toy Story every day.
Yeah.
But the little girl raised her hand, the 4-year-old, and said, I love playing with Hudson's Woody. And so I told his teacher, Mrs. H, I said, I'm going to write that down. And in 20 years, I'm going to tell him about that, because that's hysterical.
That was said in a workplace. Yes. You would be arrested for speaking out of.
Yes.
That is true. Yes.
You played with what now? Is Woody? Okay. Fantastic.
Yeah. And so, but she said he was a good kid, which, I mean, I know they're good kids, but they're a handful. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
They had their challenges, but, you know, Hudson had a good parent-teacher conference.
Gina and I spent an hour with your kids in an Applebee's, and it was like, like a month and a half.
My
I was
God.
Like, will you please go away now?
Wait, do you remember how Hudson had his fall parade a couple weeks ago?
Yes.
Oh,
and
yes.
He was walking at the front of the class holding the banner through the gym, and he knocked the other kid over.
And he laughed at his friend when he fell.
And then he laughed because he's, you know, classic Hudson.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, we like to keep him near an adult. I said, I am the one with the kid that always needs to be by a grown-up.
Right. Much like his mother needs to be by a grown-up at all times.
It's true. It's true.
Aha!
You're Gibbons, whatever your name is.
Oh, no, that was a Gina statement right there.
Yeah, that was Gina coming out.
Props to the teachers. If I could do the raising my hands up for the teachers at parent-teacher conferences. Ooh. I know you're in hell right now. Good luck. You'll get through it.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. What? I was pretending to be an emoji with my hand up by my shoulder.
I know.
You know the little emoji I'm talking about?
I don't even know what that
emoji means. What does it mean? Like, is it like sipping tea emoji kind of?
No idea.
I don't even know. whatever. It's like, whatever.
Oh, Janet.
This is the last day of Live Like a Woman week. Uh-huh. Gina and Janet will be experiencing labor pains this morning at 7:30.
I'm so excited.
Good.
Me too.
Have yes. fun with that.
Said no woman ever.
It's usually how she feels on a Friday when she's about to give birth.
Yeah. You're waking up to snow this morning, depending on where you live, probably 3 inches if you're closer to the lake, like by Racine or Kenosha by the lake, or downtown. Further out by like Waukesha and everywhere, like an inch, inch and a half.
I hope it's better now because the roads sucked when I came
to work,
but that was like
awful
3 hours ago. So
I'm sure the plows have been out doing their job laying down the sizzalt.
I had the worst position driving into work. There was a plow truck behind me. I'm like, get in front of me. Yes. Get in front of me, dude.
You got to just let him go or go a different way. Yeah. It's the worst. So, shooting salt all over your car.
Uh-huh. I think everybody knew it when the Brewers were making their run for the World Series that Christian Yelich was in the running for the MVP. And yesterday they said he was named the National League Most Valuable Player.
Hell
Christian
yes.
Yelich.
You're damn right.
Number one out of a whole list of 30 of them. Hit a crap ton of home runs, just did amazing stuff for his team. He was kind of stuck with the Marlins at one point, and then he finally got traded to the Brewers, where he could finish out his career with a good young team that
right.
I'm super excited
about.
With
no scandals about any types of drugs or anything.
No.
Nothing
with
like
no
that
no weird urine sample stories. Christian Yelich did it on his own.
He did.
We're good.
Dude, he was on sports
from over
cool.
there.
Yeah.
In California.
That'd be
so.
Cool to be in Milwaukee and have somebody from like not far from you and on your team. Yeah.
Christian Yelich, who was the fourth team's MVP. Ryan Braun has been the MVP before, so.
I said with no urine, drama. Let's
yet.
Just remember. Stop
this
it.
Son of
what?
Stop
it. The Yelich
what?
Did not mess with a urine sample.
You started it. You said it first.
Janet,
I
swear to God, the next time you besmirch the good name of Christian Yelich, I will bitch slap you so hard.
I didn't besmirch,
you
Gina.
You used the word yet.
Get over here. I'm putting you in a headlock. It's a pillow fight right now.
Oh,
you and
on,
me.
Bitch,
let's go,
on.
Bitch.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind. And now, missed connections
from Craigslist.
Craigslist.
Oh, hey, girl.
Hey, Janet.
Whoa.
Hey.
That was actually kind of hot.
It was a little bit. This is a missed connection that's timely since it is Dear Widow's weekend.
Okay.
It says, I'm a male in my mid-30s, good looking, 6 feet tall, and I'm searching for the woman I used to see every Dear Widow's weekend. We used to hook up when your husband would go off.
Oh, come on!
I'm not sure if you're actually seeing someone now. We never really discussed that. I lost your number. She was in her 50s, average to curvy in size, slightly dominant, and we had a great time.
It was Stifler's mom and Stifler.
Right? American Pie reference. If you think this is you, or if you would like this to be you, email me and we can hit it up this weekend. I'm not into hunting, but I'm into other things, like gathering. What? That's just creepy.
Come on, man.
He took it to another place. Uh-huh. This has been another creepy Dear Widow weekend misconnection, which is where they belong on Craigslist.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Live Like a Woman week comes to a conclusion this morning. See, all this morning long, what have we done all week, Evans? Well, you started off Gina. We've taken on our alter egos, Gina.
We started off with a
Janet.
Bang. We started off with a bang with body waxing, which I'm still feeling the burn from. Then we quickly moved on to sports bras, where we ran around in sports bras stuffed with fruit.
Yes, that was difficult because you had the bouncing of the sports bras.
Boobs.
Yeah, biggie boobs. Uh-huh.
And then we had maxi pads, where I wore a maxi pad covered in ketchup for an entire day, which was just lovely.
That
is
true.
The ketchup
fantastic.
Was a nice addition. You're welcome.
That was, yes.
And then yesterday, Riggs, or Janet, rather, what did we do yesterday?
Yesterday, we had our fake lashes put on, which were horribly uncomfortable.
And
please. Let
me speak on the lashes. Janet took her lashes off at like 10:30 yesterday. You know when I took my lashes off? 9 o'clock last night. And the glue was there and it was a pain in the butt. But hey, I didn't complain because
you
live like a woman.
Other
week.
Women take their lashes off?
Never.
Like 3 days later.
Yeah. You want a medal for that, huh?
Yes, I do.
No, I don't think so. So this morning, since we were going to get the real legit pregnancy bellies sent to us, right? We had a company that was going to do it.
Uh-huh.
But they were going to send them to us. However, the caveat to that was that if they broke, our company was on the hook for like $1,500 to pay for these things because they're not cheap.
No.
They're real legit pregnancy bellies, and they have these little electronic electronic stimuli that hooked up to your abdomen that we have attached to us right now.
Mm-hmm.
I purchased it on Amazon, and we've tried it out, and Gibbons and I are each hooked up to this labor simulator. It's basically a massager, and Allie has control of it right now. Allie.
Who's on A?
I am on A, and Gibbons is on channel B.
Okay. See, I got set, and I understand how to make it really hurt. Although punching you in the you-know-whats would probably make you feel like a woman in labor, because you'd be hunched over, unable to breathe, and in a lot of pain. Look, so what would you prefer? Shocking or hitting you in
look
the
me in the eye. I want both! Give me both! Oh, Jesus!
He really did.
I wouldn't do that.
He would take it, too.
I know he would.
He asked for the armpit on the waxing. He said, give me the armpit!
I seriously thought you were about
to do
that.
Give me the armpit!
I almost passed out.
He's trying to get his hair off his headphones. I mean,
it won't come off. His wig hair is stuck on his headphones. It's not going to work.
All right,
so we have women's trivia, like women's pilgrim trivia from like the 1800s or something.
From way, way, way back in the day.
Okay, so Gibbons, ask a question, and then if I get it right, I don't have to have labor pains. If I get it wrong, Allie will give me a shock.
Okay,
I'll go first.
All right. I got rigs on the labor simulator right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm on channel A.
And we're on Facebook Live if you want to see this.
Facebook.com/1037KISSFM.
Okay.
Yes. All right, Riggs, the first question. Who was the first published American poet in the New World? Was it was it Phyllis Wheatley? Was Audre Lorde the first published American poet in the New World? Emily Dickinson or Anne Bradstreet?
Oh, I would thank Emily Dickinson because she's got the same birthday as me.
Incorrect! The answer is Anne Bradstreet. You're cranking it up.
How's that feel? Cranked up?
Oh, my God.
Cranked up?
It was right on my...
Breathe. Lamaze.
Oh,
deep
take
breath.
Take it down.
The contraction has ended. You have 2 minutes till the next one.
Oh, my God.
All right, next question.
Okay.
I'll ask you the second question. Hold on.
Is the contraction gone now?
No, that feels really, really bizarre.
I don't know if it's just this
machine now. Yeah, it's stopped now.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Oh, no! There's another contraction coming!
Oh, my God! What are you doing to me right now?
His face is turning purple.
Now you go and see, take it off, please.
I did. You're welcome, ladies. Riggs is hunched over. Are you going to die?
No.
You literally look like you're in labor right now.
Janet, women go through this every day.
Stand up, Janet. Take a breath.
Man up, Janet.
You want a bouncy ball to sit on?
No, I don't want a bouncy ball to sit on. I'm going to stand this up and take it like a woman. I'm going to take this like a woman.
The pregnancy balls are all the rage.
All right. What woman had the misfortune to be captured during King Philip's War, was taken into captivity, who wrote one of the most famous captivity narratives in American literature? Was it Mary Rowlandson? Was it Pocahontas? Was it Sarah Pilar Point or Mary Poppins?
It had to have been Pocahontas.
No, you're incorrect. It was not Pocahontas.
Oh, no. Okay,
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Right.
Is that a contraction coming for Gibbons?
Oh, God. Okay.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Take it.
It stopped and it started back up again. Stop it. Oh my God.
Welcome to labor, dude.
Dude, I just started uncontrollably sweating from my hands, my feet, my armpits.
Everything.
You're living labor. Go ahead. Breathe. Take a deep breath.
Okay.
Oh my God, another contraction.
Jesus Christ, stop it. Stop. Ow.
Is your jacket all
you keep stopping and starting. Make a choice.
Is this how they happen, Allie? Do they just come and go like this, just randomly?
Yes, and they're like minutes apart. And when you're in the hospital, you can see it coming and going up and down, but you can't see it.
I felt the vibration go from the bottom of my belly down to my heels. Holy crap! Seriously,
mine's attached right over my junk, and I feel like my wife's underwear is all sweaty now and gross. I'm so sweaty under this thing. All right,
Janet.
Give me another question. We're experiencing labor pains for Live Like a Woman Week,
and we are doing Puritan women history.
Yes.
Okay. Cotton Mather spoke eloquently about a woman he thought the personification of hell and witchcraft.
Mary Poppins is the answer. Just give me the labor pain.
Give it to me. It wasn't her. No.
It was not?
No, it wasn't.
Was
so give right. it to him. Give him the heat.
All right. You screwed up.
Oh, yeah, that's me, you dick. What are you doing? That's me.
I know.
Well, come on, dude. He gets the question wrong. I've been doing everything all week, and then he gets it wrong, and you shock me?
Hey, you never know when they're coming, Gibbons.
You cheated this morning, Gina, when you had your girlfriend do your makeup for you, and...
You shut your whore mouth, Janet. My Robert woke up early and did
she
it for me, okay?
Oh, God! Oh!
Oh, how's it feel? Oh. How's it feel, woman? Oh, my God.
I just purple.
Janet, the contraction came. I wasn't ready. Sorry.
She's turning purple,
why
dude.
Would you do that to me?
Oh, I don't know. Ask the dude that got you pregnant. Ask him why he would do that to you.
Why would your boyfriend Robert do this to me,
Robert
Gina?
Robert never touched you, Janet. You filthy trollop. You Charlotte and harlotin.
Okay, now I need some deep breathing.
Oh my god!
To handle the contractions,
I'm sweating everywhere.
Yeah, well, you're on a break. Enjoy.
I'm a sweaty mess.
Does somebody have ice? Ice with a straw for them? Because that's all you get in labor.
Oh my god!
Do you want some ice?
No.
All right. Thirsty? Too bad.
Next question goes to Gibbons.
Okay.
One more question.
I'm serious. Right. I can't breathe.
There was a woman who was convicted and hung for preaching sermons in the Quaker faith. Who was it? Was it Sarah Roots, Mary Gookin, Abigail Strong, or Mary Barrett Dyer?
It was Mama G. That's who it was. It was no, Mama freaking
incorrect.
G. I know. Correct. Oh! Andy Joy. Andy Joy, come here. Send to me. Come here. Oh! Come here. Come up to the microphone. See how sweet it is to be loved by you. Send to me.
Sweet oh! Loved by you.
Oh, thank you. Stop. Make it stop! You should put the machine down! No, come on!
Someone's arms! And there you were!
I
needed someone to understand my ups and downs!
If you're wondering who's singing, that's Andy Choi, our friend, formerly of Channel 12.
Andy, thanks for coming by. We love you!
Stop it.
All right.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Hit me with it one more time. I want to feel that one more time.
Wait,
I think I should.
You know this would last for hours if this is real.
I know,
real,
I know.
So
but
just put yourself in that position. All right.
Okay.
We don't know who's is coming next, though. That's how contractions work.
Okay.
You're like sisters in
Gibbons,
the delivery room.
Gibbons, ask one more question, then we'll be...
Okay.
Which early American poet wrote rather innovatively of herself as a woman writer in her prologue in her book and to many poets regarding writing? Was it Esther Edwards Burr? Yeah. I'm scared to even talk. Afra Ben? Judith Hall?
Yeah, her. Judith Hall.
You are incorrect. It was not Judith Hall. Shock this son of a bee.
Okay.
Shock. Oh, you're doing it to me again! He got it wrong! Stop doing it to me when he gets it wrong!
Sorry! I couldn't control the contractions!
Oh
they just
God.
Come on their own!
You're an evil woman, and I hate you so much right now.
Hey, Allie.
Yeah?
You know how earlier in the week
oh, God! No, not me now!
There you go!
Oh, it's me now!
Oh!
Oh!
Oh, this is so mean. Oh, but I gotta laugh last.
Oh, it's in my balls.
Oh, no, not the boys. Not the boys.
It's in the boys.
Oh, God.
It's in the boys.
Ladies, you're welcome.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
And at a special time this morning, it's time for
Dad Joke Friday. Bad Joke Friday!
They're dad jokes. They're bad jokes. If you laugh, you lose.
He's out of breath.
I'm a little out of breath.
Labor.
So I've never experienced... I'm still sweating from that. And I don't,
you
took more like a lunatic, Gibbons.
Dude.
Gina?
Yeah.
Whatever your name is.
I immediately started sweating from my hands, my feet, like everywhere.
Wow.
God.
That was intense.
All right. So last week, I was the winner of Dad Joke Friday. So...
Punk
I guess
ass.
I'll go first this week for Dad Joke Friday, if you don't mind. We also have a special guest in studio for Dad Joke Friday, who's going to be laughing in the background, our friend Andy Choi.
Hi, Andy.
Hi, guys.
Andy.
I mean, ladies.
Yes. It's all girls in here, boy.
Andy, mm-hmm. You left WISN. You're not on TV as much anymore.
No.
I miss you. I miss you.
I miss you guys.
Wow. He's adorable. I love him.
That was the greatest segment I have ever
Yeah, right?
It was the miracle of childbirth.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Facebook
Gina
Live.
Gave birth to a beautiful green baby pumpkin.
Who looks just like me.
Just like you. All right. Dad Joke Friday.
Yes.
So the rules are you're not allowed to laugh. If you laugh, you lose, okay? But Andy Choi, you were just in the peanut gallery here, so you can feel free to laugh and judge mm-hmm. jokes as much as you want
to. I'm the live studio audience.
You are the live.
Suck or don't. Yeah.
Yes. All right.
I got a couple of jokes on my sleeve, too.
Ooh, you can play.
All right. Well, I'll go
Ooh,
first.
Oh, I like it. Somebody new.
First joke for Dad Joke Friday. Sorry. What's the difference between a crocodile and an alligator?
What's the difference between a crocodile? I don't know.
One you'll see in a while, and the other you'll see a little later. See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile. You gotta think your way through
Did
that
Did Andy
one.
Laugh? Who
no.
laughed?
No. My breakfast was coming up.
Uh-huh.
All right.
All right. Me?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. When does an astronaut eat?
When does an astronaut eat, Allie?
At launch time. Hello.
Good, but
that
not
was from
great.
Caitlin on Facebook. Good. Thank you, Caitlin.
Mine comes from a personally offended listener. His name is Wesley, and he hit me up, and he was like, since Riggs said he doesn't want my quote-unquote pity jokes anymore, I'll give this one to you, Gibbons. So
he's got a stupid name anyways. Go ahead.
A weasel, you're right about that. A weasel walks into a bar.
Yeah.
The bartender says, wow, I've never served a weasel before. What can I get you? Pop goes the weasel, because the weasel goes pop.
Yeah, no.
Thanks a lot, dude.
Go ahead, Riggs/Janet.
You guys know I used to be addicted to the Hokey Pokey, but I went into rehab and I turned myself around.
Mm. Good.
That's what it's all about.
I've heard that one.
All right.
All right. Here's mine from Janet, ironically on Facebook. Same name as Hey Girl. As Riggs/Janet.
Team Janet.
If money doesn't grow on trees, why do banks have branches?
Good.
That's a good.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a thinker.
It's a thinker.
Yeah, it is a good thinker.
It's a thinker.
Yeah.
My buddy Thomas on Facebook sent me this one.
All right, go ahead.
A blonde and a brunette are in a car. The brunette mentions that Christmas falls on Friday this year. The blonde says, oh God, I hope it's not Friday the 13th. Because Christmas is the 25th.
I get
right.
it.
Dad joke Friday.
Yeah, we got it.
Bad joke Friday.
Andy Joy, did you have one?
You know,
you
want to
throw one in the
yeah.
mix?
Yeah.
Ooh, go ahead.
We love it. Go ahead. Goody,
but, go ahead.
What was Beethoven's favorite fruit?
Beethoven's favorite fruit. I don't know.
Banana. Banana.
That's good.
Allie's out.
Oh. That's good. High five, Andy.
Dad joke Friday. Bad joke Friday.
Coming in and knocking down the talent. Look at you, Andy Choi.
I got to thank Andy for that because you looked at me when you first started saying it. And if you would have kept eye contact with me, I would have died. But luckily, you looked at Allie and then she lost it.
Dude, when he was like, banana, nah.
I'm going to tell you right now, looking at Gina for too long. And
are you getting turned on, Andy?
Well, you know, the makeup's on point. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. The makeup's on point.
Because she cheated and she had her girlfriend do it for her this morning, which we're angry about, but that's another story for another day, Gina.
We've been fighting all morning over this. The fact that Gina woke up and let her girlfriend do her makeup.
It was my man, Robert, who did my makeup when he was staying away from Janet. Okay.
You ready for this dad joke or your turn?
I think it's my turn. Okay,
You're too busy complaining to each other.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Gina.
This one's from my friend Nick.
Yeah.
Why couldn't the toilet paper cross the road?
I don't know. Why couldn't it cross the road?
Because the toilet paper got stuck in a crack.
I'm sorry. You know what?
Come on.
With that joke one week with Gibbons.
I know. An oldie but a goodie, and I thought
dudes
I was going to get Janet over here.
Dudes love poop jokes.
I'm sorry. No, it's not just the poop joke. It's just I can't stop looking at you, Gina. I'm sorry.
Gina's got her wig on. Gina has her wig is a hairdo like my mom had in the 80s that every mom had with the curly perm.
My mom had that.
Shoulder length perm.
Mm-hmm. You damn
totally
right.
Totally looked like Nancy in the 80s.
Looks smashing.
Dash Gina's nice. Going down. I know her weakness.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Gina.
Yeah?
Can you believe the scientist discovered a fossilized dinosaur fart?
I can't believe. No, no.
It was a blast from the past.
You knew you were going to get it with the fart sound.
Damn it! It wasn't the joke. It was the fart sound. That's a technicality.
Bad joke Friday. Bad joke Friday.
Andy was the funniest one
today. I do too. We're gonna get.
I gotta say, we had like a Father's Day like dad joke thing going on like last year. So that was kind of an old.
You've got some
throwback.
In the case. Yeah. You're ready to whip out, right?
We're gonna make you the honorary winner this week, Andy Choi.
Wow! Yeah.
Because you were the funniest in the room. We'll give you best in show.
I am the winner because I'm here spending time with you guys. My
friends. Thank
you. Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, he can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Oh. All right, Gibbons the Great walks into the studio with a record of 26 wins, only been beaten 5 times. You think he can stump him? We play every morning around this time, around 8:20 or so. Let's bring him in the studio.
Down all over here. It's cold outside, but I'm about to warm up by stumping somebody.
We got our friend Frank from Racine on the phone this morning. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Wonderful. Frank the Tank going to take on Gibbons the Great.
All right. I love your red hot sauce, Frank. Let me ask you a question, though. Are you thinking of a girl?
No.
Okay, not a girl. Does this person really exist?
Yes.
Are you got a famous YouTuber on your mind?
I do not.
Could you be thinking of someone whose age is more than 40?
Yes.
Has the person on your mind already passed away?
No.
Maybe this person could be an actor.
Yes.
You got a white person on your brain?
Yes.
Is this character's age more than 60 years old?
No.
On your mind, is there someone who mostly plays in funny things?
Yes.
Does this character appear in every episode of a TV show?
Yes.
Could this TV show take place over there in New York?
No.
Is this somebody from the show The Office?
No.
Maybe on your mind currently is a character who was married on a TV show?
Yes.
Was this person on that show Full House?
No.
Are you thinking of somebody known for building things who likes to do that?
No.
Is this somebody who is overweight?
Not really.
Was this person on a show that has already seen its end?
Nope.
Maybe this is somebody from Family Guy?
Nope.
Are you thinking of somebody who has not one but two daughters?
No.
Is this somebody who is associated with comedy?
Yes.
Are you thinking of someone who has a son?
No.
On your mind, is there someone who likes people of the same sex as themselves?
No.
On your mind, is there a character who lives over there in California?
Yes.
Maybe this is somebody who hosts a talk show?
No.
Does this person like science?
Yes.
Maybe you're thinking of a very tall person?
No.
All right, me got it. Let me clear up my crystal ball really quickly and make sure. You're thinking of Johnny Galecki, Mr. David himself from Roseanne.
Yes.
Yes.
Nice. He didn't say Johnny Galecki from Roseanne, though. He said The Big Bang Theory.
We couldn't remember his name from that show, so we know him from Roseanne.
Or wow, Johnny Galecki nice from job. Christmas Vacation, the kid in Christmas Vacation.
Yes, the original.
Yes. Yes.
Awesome. Yes. Frank, thanks for playing with Gibbons the Great this morning.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too, buddy.
Bye-bye.
We play every morning around 8:20 with Gibbons the Great on 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Live Like a Woman Week. What's that?
This is how long my incision is that they pulled Hudson out of.
Yeah, we're still talking about childbirth because.
This long. Whoa.
Fascinating.
It's literally one line this long and they pulled a whole baby out of that.
What were his stats when he was born?
7'3".
Holy crap. How
that's
long?
Little.
7'3". Jesus. A child was huge.
Oh my God.
Says
seven
the non-parent.
Pounds, 3 ounces.
I know.
And he was 3 weeks early because I had a nervous breakdown because, you know, hello, I was going through a divorce. So he came out early.
He'd have been a 10-pounder for the love of St. Peter if he'd right. stayed in there.
They would have been a 10-pounder if I had tattered, if he'd stayed in.
Well, fast forward 5 years later, his parent-teacher conference is
oh
now.
Oh my God, dude. Okay, first of all, let me just say, I have two kids in two different school districts. What a pain in my butt right now. Because Owen's in New Berlin.
Uh-huh.
And then Hudson's up in Sussex Hamilton, which I get asked about all the time. They're like, why is one? I'm like, well, my ex-husband lives in like the Menominee Falls area, but they're like in some weird way intertwined. Like the Sussex Hamilton, Menominee Falls, they all go together or yeah. whatever, and then they don't. But some whatever. Point
school
is,
school districts are weird sometimes.
I had to go to two different schools, you know, 30 minutes apart for these conferences. So yesterday was Hudson's, which next year they'll be at the same school. Yes!
Yeah.
Hudson's just there for 4K, and then he'll go to kindergarten with Owen next year. But we don't have 4K in New Berlin. So, not free at 4K, because you know I'm cheap. So I go to the conference, and I sit down, and I love both their teachers. I have had no issues with any of their teachers so far. Knock on wood. And I go in, she's like, I have to tell you a story about Hudson. I'm like, oh God. She's like, no, I have to tell you this. I'm like, what? She's like, well, you know, every day we have our little circle on the carpet and we talk about our favorite thing of the day.
Yeah, totally.
And, you know, Hudson's very into the Toy Story toys and whatever.
Oh yeah, Toy Story 4.
We're
just talking about that coming out.
When does that come out next year?
Yeah.
June
of 2019.
So she said all the kids are sitting there and they're telling everyone what they liked for the day. And the little girl raises her hand and says, I love playing with Hudson's Woody. And so she said the teachers were like both turned. No, none of the kids get it, right? And she said she looked up. The other teacher looked at her. They were like trying not to die.
Right.
Oh. Hudson plays with Woody from Toy Story every day.
Yeah.
But the little girl raised her hand, the four-year-old, and said, I love playing with Hudson's Woody. And so I told his teacher, Mrs. H, I said, I'm going to write that down. And in 20 years, yeah, I'm going to tell him about that because that's hysterical.
That was in a workplace.
Yes.
You would be arrested for speaking out of.
Yes.
That is true. Yes.
You played with what now? Is yeah, what? Is Woody? Okay, fantastic. Yeah.
And so, but she said he was a good kid, which, I mean, I know they're good kids, but they're a handful. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
They have their challenges, but, you know, Hudson had a good parent-teacher conference.
Gina
so,
and I spent an hour with your kids in an Applebee's, and it was like,
oh,
it like a month and a half.
My
I was
God,
like, will you please go away now?
Wait, do you remember how Hudson had his fall parade a couple weeks ago?
Yes.
Oh,
and
yes,
he was walking at the front of the class holding the banner through the gym, and he knocked the other kid over.
And, and he laughed at his friend when
and
he fell.
And then he laughed because he's, you know, classic Hudson.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, we like to keep him near an adult. I said, I am the one with the kid that always needs to be by a grown-up.
Right. Much like his mother needs to be by a grown-up at all times.
It's true. It's true.
Aha!
Your Gibbons, whatever your name is.
Oh, no, that was a Gina statement right there.
Yeah, that was
so
Gina
anyway,
coming out.
Props to the teachers. If I could do the raising my hands up for the teachers with right, parent-teacher conferences, ooh, I know you're in hell right now. Good luck. You'll get through it.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Alley Rewind.
What did I learn this week?
Yeah. For the love of St. Peter,
geez,
Paul, and Mary. My God.
You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com or wherever you find your podcasts. Listen to the whole show on demand without music or commercials.
Mm-hmm.
You can relive us giving birth this morning, or by us, I mean Gina.
Yeah.
Our friend Gibbons here turned into Gina. We relived the moments of labor pains this morning. And by relived, I mean experienced labor pains this morning.
Oh, yeah,
my God.
That's what I learned, is that it probably pales in comparison to what real labor pains feel like.
But I don't know, because I didn't try it, so I'm not going to go there. So I just had real labor pains,
you know,
and I'm good with that.
You're good with that, Allie. I don't think you want to try this, because this is probably not on the same level, but still painful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gibbons and I were both hooked up to a labor simulating machine, given trivia questions, and then Allie was in control of it.
Which was awesome, because I got to give them contractions whenever I felt like it.
And it was great because she would give them to Gibbons instead of me.
Son of a...
I got you both good, though.
Yes, you did.
I didn't try
to
go easy on anyone. I just delivered a baby for Gibbons, though.
You did. It was beautiful. It's a beautiful baby.
So I learned on the show today. You can call me Dr. Allie.
Yeah.
I've been to medical school as of 7 a.m. this morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm qualified.
You totally qualified.
I'm qualified to hook you up to a shock machine and scream,
push!
And while we don't know what the baby's name is or who the father is,
nor
Gina.
Do we care.
No.
Gina.
It's Rob.
Robert is not the
kid's
father.
Robert is the father.
It's going to be a sleut anyway.
Oh,
my
sure
God.
What
come
did you,
on.
What did you learn this morning, Gibbons?
I learned this morning and this week that maybe I have a little bit of the courage to be a woman, where
yeah,
I got waxed. I wore a maxi pad with ketchup in it. All this crazy stuff.
Yeah.
I do not have the voice to be a woman, though, because my voice and my throat has suffered so badly this week. Listen to
you
me.
You delivered a baby. Of course you screamed a lot.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know what to do. I've had no voice all week, and I'm hoping it comes back by Monday morning. But this being a woman crap is not easy. Men, if you're listening, buy your girl flowers today, because good Lord, she deserves it, okay?
Definitely true, gave me a lot of perspective on women,
true,
man. The stuff that you get that they put through themselves through every day.
You guys are super. Allie, you're a freaking superhero.
Hey, you know, just don't thank me. Thank the drug makers that make the epidural.
Oh, dear,
yeah, that's
Lord.
Right.
And the ones that don't want the epidural,
yes,
you cray.
For real. Bitch, you crazy, okay?
I'm just saying. I've met
normal.
So many women who didn't want it, and I'm like, are you out? You know, you're not supposed to judge. I'm like, are you out of your damn mind? Every time I meet a woman who passes on it, I'm like, are you crazy?
Oh,
you know,
Lord,
drugs are available. You can
you
use
know
them.
That you're going to be okay. Yes. Your baby's not going to come out high as a kite, okay? Right.
No.
No, not at all.
Maybe, but who the hell cares?
Thank you to everybody that participated
again,
and watched.
Dr. Alley.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Alley. And thank you to my wife for giving me these thong underwear that feel just fantastic.
That Riggs gave her that she gave back to him, by the way.
Yep, she re-gifted them to me, and they feel amazing.
Which means he bought her lingerie he wanted her to wear,
yep,
which is what most men do.
Yeah.
And then we go, thanks, and we wear ones and put it away.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm wearing them right now.
You really are.
He's literally wearing the underwear.
Pull your dress down. I'm tired of seeing your
no,
butt, Jared,
girl, look
you
at
hoe.
Look at that ass, girl. Look at that ass, girl. Come get it.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.